A pair of Arctic fronts are set to come through our area over the next couple of days. The first will come through tonight, the next will come through tomorrow night into Thursday, and each one will knock temperatures down dramatically so that by Thursday and Friday, it's going to be very cold across our area, very unusual for mid-December, and even if it were the heart of the winter season, January into February, we're still looking at temperatures that would be considered quite cold. So the cold weather is set to move in, and this is a huge change from what we had last December. To put it in perspective, last December 13th, it was 52 degrees. Last December 14th, it was 61. We're targeting around 30 or so in Albany tomorrow. And then for the 15th of December 2015, it was 61 degrees. This year, on the 15th of December, we're expecting a high temperature right around 20 degrees, and the wind will make it feel much colder than that. So some cold stuff on the way. And with these cold fronts coming through, we do have some opportunity for snow. Moving into tonight, the front comes through. The moisture is not tremendous with the front, so we're looking at clouds and some snow showers or a period of light snow. For most of us, we're looking at a light accumulation up to about an inch or so, maybe a little bit more in the higher elevations. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a blend of clouds and sunshine, and as the day moves along, we will increase our chances again for some snow showers, primarily north and west of Albany, as the next front approaches. And then by Thursday, that front will be pushing off to our east, and that's really going to be the core of the cold coming up Thursday into Friday. Now, on top of that, it will be quite windy as well, so we are looking at wind chill values that will be several degrees colder than the thermometer temperature. So we really have to be prepared for the cold that we expect in the heart of the winter season, make sure that the heavy coats are ready to go. And as the kids head off to school Thursday and Friday morning, they're going to need the gloves and the scarves and the hats and really need to cover up very well to be protected from those bitter wind chills. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some snow showers and light snow, with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with snow showers and some light snow, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with some snow showers or a period of light snow, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some snow showers or a period of light snow, with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and colder, with a high around 30. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and some lake-effect snow squalls, windy and cold, highs in the teens to around 20, and on Friday, partly sunny, with a chance of snow showers mainly west, breezy and very cold, with highs in the single digits and teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.